Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Health Ranger Radio Show. This is your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thanks for joining me today. And you know I go to great lengths to bring you the best guests in the industry. I mean, people who are doing some really amazing things in natural health and natural remedies. And today is no exception. In fact, we have one of the people I respect the most in the industry, and that's John Barron. And John, thanks for joining us today.
Hi there, Mike. Good to be here.
From Baseline of Health Foundation. And can you give out your URL right up front here?
It's johnbarron.org, J-O-N-B-A-R-R-O-N.org.
So John without an H.
That's right.
J-O-N.org. And you have a blog on that website, by the way, that I really admire. You write about all kinds of interesting topics. What's happening with the blog lately?
Actually, the most recent one that will come out tomorrow, just finished editing today, just before I ran down here, was one talking about healthcare, one of my favorite topics, because the politicians are always debating universal healthcare and how to provide it.
Yeah.
And I keep pointing out that there's a fundamental flaw to this whole game, is there isn't enough money in the universe to pay for universal healthcare when people are increasingly making themselves sicker and sicker in self-inflicted diseases.
Well said, John. The healthcare is a joke unless they start talking about ways to make people healthy.
Healthy. That's exactly it. I mean, new statistics, cancer now is over $209 billion a year spent in the U.S. Diabetes, currently $174 billion a year, increasing. We're now spending something like $3 trillion a year on healthcare in the U.S. By 2012, they're estimating $4 trillion a year. That means what we spend on healthcare will be more than the gross national product of every other country in the world except the U.S. I mean, it's incredible.
Wow. What a really clever way to go broke quickly. And they're going to reform it by having someone else pay for it instead of making people healthy.
That's it. What they're trying to do is share the risk by insisting that other people participate. But a great example, and the thing I mentioned in the blog, is Massachusetts actually has a version of universal health care. And the costs are already skyrocketing beyond whatever they expected. Costs are already 40% over estimates, and they're talking about raising taxes to cover that already.
Right.
Just starting. You can't. There isn't enough money in the universe to pay for this.
All right, let's talk about the alternative then, which is how to prevent serious disease and how to make people healthy. Now, this is something you formulate herbal products that I consider to be the most potent in the industry. For example, you have a product that I've talked about for years, actually. And for those listening, I want you to know this is not an infomercial. I haven't been paid to have you on the show, John, and I don't earn anything from the sale of these products. I invited you on because you have a really important message and a really important product line. And one of those products is called Blood Support, which is, well, let's say the word in the industry. I know these are not your words. These are mine and other people who say, you know, this is a really great cancer prevention tincture. It's very powerful. And I take it from time to time, even though I live in the desert and I'm surrounded by chaparral bushes. And that's in your product.
Yes. Yeah.
But I take it myself just from time to time because I want to prevent cancer too. But what do you say it's for?
We would never say anti-cancer. What we would say is if this were the Middle Ages, it drives malignant spirits from the body. That's how we'd phrase it.
if you were not in the United States under the jurisdiction of the FDA, would you perhaps say something different about what the product is
for? Well, I would say that it is basically of a family with some of the other great blood cleansing formulas.
Yes.
Things like the Hoxie formula, the Essiac formula, the Dr. Schultz and the Dr. Christopher formulas.
Yes.
You'll find similar herbs in it. I think you can make the case this one is stronger than any of those.
Yes.
In fact, I think you can make a strong case that it is. But it does the same things that those do. In addition, it's also marvelous for cleaning out the blood. It's actually called a blood cleanser. It cleans out the blood, it cleans out bacteria, viruses. Maybe we can say that it makes the blood less friendly to a
mutating cancer environment.
Cells, to a cancer environment.
Okay. Now, another product that you have that I've recommended openly for a long time is Metal Magic.
Yes.
I love the product. It's cilantro and chlorella.
Right.
Primarily. In extracted it's an alcohol solution, correct?
That's correct, yeah. It is a tincture.
And this binds to heavy metals, including cadmium, lead, and mercury,
right?
And eliminates them from the body. What a great simple concept.
Yeah, there are actually three approaches to removing heavy metals. One, of course, is EDTA IV chelation, and it works. It's actually medical communities use IV chelation to remove lead from the body. It's an accepted treatment for doing it. Problem is, it tends to be very expensive. It takes multiple treatments, 30, 40 treatments, and they can run an hour to 2 hours. So it's not practical for most people.
Sure.
So the alternative health alternative for years has been oral EDTA chelation formulas, and they work just nowhere near as well because the EDTA is not absorbed very well through the intestinal tract.
Uh-huh.
So we worked to develop an alternative, and using the combination of cilantro and chlorella worked really well. The cilantro, what happens is when you take heavy metals and they go in the blood and doctors check, like if you have fish with mercury, you can check the next day and see the levels up. And then in a recent study, in fact, they said, well, it's not a big deal because it leaves your blood in a day or two.
Right.
It doesn't actually leave the blood. It binds. It electrically binds to tissue in the body, to all the soft tissue, uh-huh. to cells in the body, even to brain tissue. Mercury can cross the blood-brain barrier. Aluminum can do the same thing. And then you can't flush it out. So what the cilantro does, it actually unbinds it electrically. It breaks that electrical bond, frees it up to circulate in the blood. And then the chlorella does exactly what it does in water treatment plants. When water treatment plants use it to remove heavy metals, it actually collects those now free heavy metals and takes them out of the body.
Okay, by the way, if you're listening and you're hearing some background noises, that's because, you know, I don't limit this show to the studio. We go out into the field and find good people where they are. So we're actually in Anaheim, California, at a trade show, and that's where John and I are meeting today to have this discussion and bring this information to you. All right, so we talked about Metal Magic and blood support.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you brought a product with you here today, Stonebreaker.
Stonebreaker.
Immediately, the name is interesting because that's the English translation of an herb from
right.
South America, but I don't think that herb's in your formula.
It is, actually.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Is it chanca?
Chanca piedra.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, oh, it's the number one ingredient.
Yes.
Well, hence the name. Okay. So tell us about Stonebreaker. This looks like a very powerful formula.
It actually, it is. and I don't say that lightly. We actually have examples of how powerful it is. For a long time, I didn't actually think it was necessary to create a separate kidney formula. This is primarily for the kidneys. A lot of the herbs you need for cleansing the kidneys, juniper berry, uva ursi, dandelion root, are in the liver cleanse that we do.
Uh-huh.
But it's become obvious over the last 10 years that we're now actually facing a kidney epidemic, a problem, kidney disease. There are 100,000 new cases every year. Upstage renal failure diagnosed in the U.S. There's something like 8 million people who have physiological evidence of chronic kidney disease. So it's become an epidemic. So we needed something that was dedicated. And I wanted to do something. If I do anything, if something's available already that can do a good job, I won't do it unless I think I can do it better.
Hey, I want to make sure the listeners are getting this in plain language here about what this does. So I'm going to say maybe what you might not necessarily say, because of FDA censorship. But I'm going to say that I know that the ingredients in this product, I know them to be the herbs that break up kidney stones and eliminate kidney stones very effectively. I mean, they've been used throughout South America. They've been used all around mm-hmm. the world. So when I look at the ingredients, now that I'm actually reading the ingredients, I look at this and I say, oh, gee, if someone has kidney stones, I would give them this.
And in fact, it's not just kidney stones. Kidney stones, when you have them, you'll tend to feel pain. But the simple fact is that virtually every person alive today has some degree of kidney sludge buildup, the hardening material that eventually becomes stones. You feel no pain, but it's starting to block and limit the ability of the kidney to process fluids.
So this can help keep the kidney
cleansed
and functioning well.
That's
which,
it.
Of course, keeps the blood cleaner, right?
I mean, that's right.
I mean,
kidneys process about 180 quarts of blood a day. They balance pH in the body. They balance hormone levels in the body. They control, actually balance the blood itself out. They remove fluids from the body.
I got to cut you off there. We're going to take a quick break, John.
Okay.
We'll come back and we will talk more about kidney stones and how to eliminate them without painful surgeries or drugs. You're listening to the Health Ranger Radio Show with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and our guest today, John Barron. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You are listening to the Health Ranger Radio Show, and today we're featuring an exclusive interview with John Barron, who is a health product formulator extraordinaire, you might say. And actually, I've been recommending John's products for many years, and always without compensation. So, I mean, you know, I'm objective and independent in all the companies and products that I recommend. These are products that I personally use. And before the break, we were talking about kidney stones and how you can eliminate kidney stones with natural remedies. And, you know, this is one of the big myths in conventional medicine, that you need drugs or surgery or what they use, ultrasound now to eliminate kidney stones. And those are all very painful and potentially dangerous therapies, but they don't need to do those things.
Well, they also don't get to the real problem. I mean, you're removing a stone. The stone is the end result. It's not the problem. The problem is in the kidneys itself.
Good point. Yeah.
Lithotripsy can break up a stone, but it can't eliminate the sludge. And what happens is sludge is the big problem. The filtering mechanism of the kidneys, very, very tiny tubules called nephrons. It's a combination of little sacs and tubules, very small. Sludge starts to clog them. When they're clogged, one, they don't filter anymore, so the blood's no longer being cleansed. Two, they back up fluid. You start to get edema in the body.
Uh-huh.
You start to block flow of fluids. You get stagnated areas. You get infection. You get inflammation. And you get necrosis. If you totally block off a blood supply to an area, it dies. And then you start to lose the function totally. So the sludge is really the problem, and nothing the doctors do break it up. And yet there are herbs that, as you've already mentioned, traditionally have been known. They're called antilithic. They're stone-breaking herbs.
Uh-huh.
Whether they do or not, I won't say. We'll leave it to your listeners to play with. But
yeah, and by the way, what you just heard, folks, was John Barron being cautious because of current FDA regulations in the United States. And I don't blame you.
Yeah.
You have to be cautious because you have to protect yourself from the Food and Drug Administration. But let me just go on the record and say that we live in an environment today of censorship. The FDA controls what you can and cannot say about your product. And it has nothing to do with scientific truth. It has to do with politics. It has to do with what the FDA will allow you to say so that you don't make claims that might compete with drug companies. You don't have to say anything.
There is something I do want to say. Yeah. The last I checked, there were 6 FDA.gov addresses who get my newsletter regularly. So I'm communicating with them all the time.
Yeah.
And occasionally I'll give them a pat on the back. And I'm not sure this is their doing or Congress's or the American people's, but it's worth mentioning that your freedom to choose in the U.S. is probably better, despite all the restrictions, despite everything that we complain about. You probably have more choices in alternative health than virtually any other country in the world.
However, that's due to the efforts of people like you and the health freedom people who are trying to keep this. I mean, I think if the FDA had their way, they would close down all supplements.
Well, they've pretty much expressed that, but that would be their wont. But it's individuals. Congress has occasionally stepped in. But the simple fact of the matter is, at the moment, and for now, despite whatever complaints we have, probably more freedom here in the U.S. than anywhere. Always being nipped at and chipped away.
And for example, right now, people can, in fact, go to your website and they can purchase these products. Can you give, what's the web address where they can actually get this product?
BaselineNutritionals.com.
BaselineNutritionals.com, and that's plural
plural.
An S.
Right.
BaselineNutritionals.com. All these products are found there that we've talked about so far: blood support, Metal Magic, Stonebreaker. There's also another one I want to ask you about, which is Super Viragon, which is my favorite antiviral formula. We'll get to that later. As a preface to that, I want to ask you about drug-resistant tuberculosis.
Okay.
TB infections are now running rampant across the country. People's lungs are getting clobbered with TB, and you know, the medical industry hasn't seemed to figure out why this is happening. They don't even realize that vitamin D is involved.
Well, actually, to some degree, they have figured out why they're contributing to the problem. They know it.
How are they causing the problem?
Well, one of the things to understand about TB, most people who are exposed to it do not get it. If you have a healthy immune system, your odds of getting TB are about 1 in 10. In fact, that's in general.
And that's if you're exposed.
If you're exposed.
Yeah.
1 in 10 that you ever get TB. Of that 10% who get it, most get it in what's known as a passive state. It's there. They're not affected by it. It's not communicable. Waiting for the immune system to weaken.
Oh, so it's polite TB.
It's polite TB. Uh-huh. The TB that we know of, that one of my favorite films of all time, Tombstone, you see Doc Holliday hacking away. Active TB is actually a very small percent of people in general. for a while, they actually used to treat people by putting them in sanitariums, and it actually did help, putting them in an environment where the air was better. But its main value was it served as a form of quarantine, so these people couldn't communicate the disease to others with weak immune systems. Then came antibiotics, and here we start to get to the problem. Antibiotics are a great idea in theory.
I know where this is going. Yeah.
Well, they found in nature, and there's a great story of the first antibiotic, penicillin, being discovered. And if we have time, that's worth covering how Dr. Fleming was sponsored by a nobleman who put his father had rescued this nobleman's son, and he wouldn't take any reward. So the nobleman said, "I'll put your son through school. He seems like a bright lad." That was Dr. Fleming, who later discovered penicillin, which was used to later save the nobleman's life, Sir Winston Churchill. You know, one of these great little coincidences.
Right.
Then Winston Churchill went on to become a great prime minister. But from nature, a substance was found that had resistance to bacteria, and then typical medicinal format, you take it, you isolate it, you concentrate it, and then you now have one thing that attacks it, and it works for a while. The problem is bacteria, viruses are very primitive creatures. They adapt around things very easily. They mutate easily.
Yes.
And so if you have the single line attack that either breaks the cell wall of the virus or the bacteria or stops the mitochondria from producing energy, those are the two prime approaches, it's not that hard for bacteria to find a way around it. And those that survive, it's actually sort of a process of building the...
Of course.
You're building super strains. The ones that survive are the ones that have...
You're incubating super viruses.
You're incubating the viruses and the bacteria that have a resistance to this drug. So they very quickly adapt to it. And then there's an amazing thing they discovered, scared the bejeebers out of them, is that bacteria and viruses seem to have an ability to cross-communicate between species. When one species develops a resistance, they pass it on to everybody else.
Okay, so this massive abuse of antibiotics then accelerated the mutation of these antibiotic-resistant strains, which became the new TB everybody's afraid of.
And it went from basically first from regular TB to multi-drug-resistant TB, which they didn't think could ever happen and did, and then thought would never spread but did. And now we're into what are called extremely drug-resistant tuberculosis.
Which basically means if you get that, don't even bother going to get antibiotics. That's not going to help you.
Well, yeah. I mean, actually, it can be done. It's very expensive.
And it's intravenous.
Yeah. And it can take several years, and they may have to cut out parts of your organs. They can't get rid of the infection and so on.
Okay, not fun. We're going to have to take a break, but we're going to come back. I hope you have a better solution for this.
I do.
Okay, all right. Because we're painting a bad picture for all the listeners out there. But after the break, we're going to come back and talk about a natural approach to eliminating drug-resistant TB and, in fact, protecting yourself from lots of other communicable diseases at the same time. You are listening to the Health Ranger Radio Show, and John Barron is our guest today. And we'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. And today we are joined by John Barron. We're continuing this exclusive and enlightening interview. We're already learning some interesting things. Now, before we left, John scared the bejesus out of us all when we're talking about drug-resistant tuberculosis, but promised to give us some natural alternatives. So what's the deal, John? How do we protect ourselves against TB?
Well, first, let me back off from the fear-mongering, because it's not so much that people are likely to get extreme drug-resistant TB, although it's certainly, you know, when they thought, they didn't even think it was possible, and now 25% of all cases in former areas of the Soviet Union are turning out to be extreme and multi-drug-resistant. So it's proliferating wildly. It's, again, primarily with people with weakened immune systems, people with HIV, with AIDS. This is where the tuberculosis is hitting very hard.
Yes.
But the problem is not so much you're likely to get it. And it's fairly, I won't say simple, but if you keep the immune system up, if you use antipathogens, and we'll talk about that in a second, what that means,
okay,
you can pretty much guarantee you won't get it. It doesn't mean you won't be affected, as I said earlier.
Right.
You can be affected by it. What happens is we have such a large movement of people now, from country to country, people coming in, and I'm not saying that we should put up barriers and so on. But in every country, that's happening. So you have people who are exposed to these viruses, who aren't in the best of health, who are crossing borders, so that you're going to have larger numbers of people in fact, significant numbers of people, tuberculosis is making a major comeback in the United States.
Yeah.
As will the multi-drug, as will the extreme drug resistant. The danger is that as the numbers increase, the with antibiotics not working, there's only one tool left. That's isolation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And basically quarantine. And if you're...
And they're already talking about plans for quarantine.
They're already starting to set up plans because they're, you know, the question is, well, how can you do this without violating people's civil rights? Or better, how can you redo the legislation so that you can do what you want to?
Well, there's no way to quarantine people without violating the civil rights.
Unless you change the law.
Unless you take away the rights.
Unless you take away their rights.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And that's where it will start to affect you. Where if a certain area is being largely infected, even though you may have no chance of getting it, you can be subject to quarantines and so on. But let's talk about how you prevent.
Yeah, but this is an important point that I mentioned to people before, which is if you don't want to be quarantined, stay healthy. And let's talk about, you have a product in particular that I've recommended for a long time called Super Virigon.
Right.
Now, in my view, if people take this product on a somewhat regular basis, they're going to have stronger immune function, a lot less likely to be infected, which means they're not going to be, you know, forced at gunpoint to go into quarantine.
Yeah, we actually have two formulas. One designed to support the immune system, the Immunify. It has things in it like echinacea, pau d'arco, soma, medicinal mushrooms that actually augment your immune system, make it stronger, jack it up,
right,
give it resistance. The Super Virigon, I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this in a way that's acceptable, is designed to create an environment that is less friendly to pathogens, so that pathogens basically decide not to stay in the body in a live form. How's that?
It's very unfriendly to pathogens, I've noticed.
Yes.
I was in South America a few weeks ago, traveled back on the airplane, got a little infection in the back of my throat, a topical, like a strep.
Mm-hmm.
I took your Super Virigon and gargled it with water. Strep's gone. They can't live in that.
Yeah, and in fact, if you actually, and we did this with the cyclists, we're working with the cycling team, and one of the theories I presented to them is that extreme athletes, actually, their immune systems are very much in the position of people suffering from catastrophic illness. They're stressing their body so much they're always weakened. In fact, I learned that half their races cannot race because they're getting sick.
You're talking bronchitis. About professional cyclists.
Professional cyclists. They told me that on the Tour de France, every single rider is on antibiotics full-time during the race.
Oh, you're kidding
sick.
Me.
Yeah, every single one. And they just told us, if you keep us from getting sick, that would be a major thing. And we took a rider who was missing half his races, and he did not get sick once until he went overseas, forgot to bring the Virigon with him. But if there is a phase, and here's how it works, that if you want to kill it any time, viruses and bacteria go through what's called an incubation phase before it hits full. Everybody knows that phase. You can feel it if you pay attention. You'll have the scratchy throat. You'll have the sort of the slight ache, the slight fever. It's not full-blown. You can tell the day before it hits that the puppy is incubating and growing. If you hit it hard with Super Virigon, you use like a half a bottle of it or a bottle of it, you pound it, it will do exactly what it did for you.
Yeah.
It'll basically...
It eliminates it.
You can stop it every time. Once it hits, you can cut short the time you have it, but you're going to have it now for a couple of days.
But Super Virigon, by the way, I should warn people, it's a very strong taste. There's a lot of garlic in it, a lot.
30 cloves, yeah.
Yeah, 30 cloves.
Per bottle, yeah.
And garlic is probably the herb with the strongest history of being medicinal in the history of civilization.
Absolutely.
I mean, ancient Egypt was using garlic as well. Ancient Middle East was using garlic. I mean, all throughout the world, they've used garlic to eliminate cancer even. I mean, this is a powerful anti-cancer herb.
And even more so, even the fumes of garlic can actually kill bacteria from a distance.
Yeah, I believe that. Okay, so where can people get a Super Virigon, by the way? What's the website again?
The company that carries everything that I formulate is baselinenutritionals.com.
And they can buy, these are 2-ounce tincture bottles, correct? Or the other sizes?
No, most of the liquids are 2-ounce tinctures. The Stone Breaker we talked about earlier is actually a 4-ounce. And you put that in like apple juice. Apple juice is very helpful because it actually helps break the stones itself. So you put it in like a quart of apple juice, dilute it, make a half gallon, and drink it over several days.
And, you know, it's important to mention, too, that people doing that should stop doing the things that give them kidney stones, like drinking sodas and soft drinks with all the phosphoric acid I mean, you know, folks, hey, listen, if you want to get rid of your kidney stones, you have to stop giving yourself kidney stones, which means you get it, not only start with this kind of tincture, the stonebreaker medicine here, but also change your lifestyle. I mean, if you have kidney stones, it's because you're doing something that resulted in that.
Well, now we're going full circle. This is where we started when we talked about that healthcare can't support everybody giving themselves self-inflicted diseases. It can't do that. Healthcare can only work if it's there for when you really need it, when you're sick. It can't cover self-inflicted diseases. Kidney stones, largely, but not totally. Some people genetically have a predisposition. We actually, when we were testing the stonebreaker, the first person we tested it on was someone who had a chronic kidney sludge that the doctors could do nothing about, and she was steadily losing function and was actually on her way to dying. 2 days using the formula, her life changed. All the pressure in the kidneys went, the kidneys started functioning again, function started returning. The fastest, actually, another point you made, that oftentimes people dismiss herbal solutions or alternative health solutions as slow or something you use if it's mild and you go to a doctor for something serious. And I do point out there are times you need to go to a doctor. My favorite example, of course, is John Wayne Bobbitt. Absolutely needed to go to a doctor after his wife adjusted him. Not an herb. But we've had people tell us who had basically pressure in their kidneys. Within 2 hours after taking their first dose of the formula, the pressure was going. So sometimes alternative health formulas can work remarkably quickly.
Right, but that speaks to the potency of your products in particular, because I think most of the off-the-shelf products don't work that quickly. Yours are far more potent than typical products.
Yeah, and this is something I actually learned from Doc Christopher and Dr. Schultz, that basically most people don't use herbs that are strong enough and they don't use enough of them. They're afraid of them.
Yeah, they are. They think herbs should be taken like pharmaceuticals. I've had people ask me that question, like, should I take two with a meal, without a meal?
Right.
It's like, these are herbs.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to give you a heart attack and kill you like a pharmaceutical.
For the most part, that's true.
All right. Now, we are going to take another break here shortly here. But let me give you a web address again one more time, www.baselinenutritionals.com. That's the company that sells the products that you formulate.
Right.
But your blog is at johnbarron.org, and that's spelled J-O-N-B-A-R-R-O-N.org. And that's where people can find more information about your personal philosophy on nutrition, health, disease prevention.
You can find all of the archives of the newsletters, the blogs, the audio files, everything. They're all free. And they can download a free copy of my book, Lessons from the Miracle Doctors.
Ah, I love that book. We'll talk about that when we come back. You are listening to an interview with John Barron on the Health Ranger Radio Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to the Health Ranger Radio Show with your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and we're talking with John Barron today, who is a formulator of some really high-potency health products, natural health products, some of the strongest that I've seen in the industry. That's why I've recommended them for so long. But you also have a book available for free. It's called Lessons from the Miracle Doctors. Is that the right title?
Yes, that's correct.
And how can people get that book, and what's in it? I mean, why should they get this book for free?
Well, one is it's available through Amazon.com if people want to buy it, but you can download the electronic version. And actually, it's cheaper to buy it than to download it and print it.
Oh, okay.
If you actually think about it, it's like 3 cents a page with an inkjet printer, and you got 183 pages.
Right.
But there are those, if they want to look at it, and some people are willing to read it online. It basically, the book was written before I had any products. I think that's worth mentioning. And what I did is I laid out everything I had learned doing this at that time, about 30 years I'd spent in alternative health, everything that I had learned, how you go about being healthy. And the key thing that I had learned from the people I studied with is that most of them, if someone came in sick, they came in with cancer, they came in with MS, it didn't matter. They did exactly what doctors did not do. Doctors come in, they'll look for a particular drug, a silver bullet, or actually that's for werewolves, a magic bullet.
Yeah.
They look for the magic bullet to basically kill that particular symptom. And what the doctors that I was working with did is they basically had a theory that the body is designed to be healthy. It's got this intelligent mechanism. You can say the hand of God, you can say evolution, doesn't matter. It's designed to repair itself. And when it functions normally, that's what it does. So what they did is they used the same program, they call it the Incurables program, things like that, that basically was a program designed to deal with the entire body at once, to optimize the body so it did what it was designed to do.
And was this based on plant medicines or, you know, relaxation therapy?
Some of all. It was basically based on using things in nature. One of the things about nature is your body has grown up with things in nature. A great example are vitamins. We use vitamin isolates a lot. There are no vitamin isolates in nature. Mm-hmm. Your body doesn't understand them. It understands the proteins and the carbohydrates that come with them. So when you take a vitamin isolate, it's actually toxic to the body. Doesn't mean you don't get any use out of it. It goes to the liver, and your liver has to process it as a poison, conjugate it, add proteins, carbohydrates to neutralize the poison. Those proteins and carbohydrates are what the cells recognize and can pull it in. But in nature, you don't have isolates. Nature actually packages things conjugated already. Uh-huh. So your body has grown up familiar with this, so that, if you will, herbal supplements. Another great one, ephedra, which was in the news a long time ago. There are four alkaloids in ephedra. One of the complaints about ephedra is it raises blood pressure. And it's true. One of the alkaloids in ephedra, in the plant, raises blood pressure, but another of the alkaloids lowers it. So the net effect is, if you take the whole herb, your blood pressure tends not to go up.
Right.
Unlike the isolated drug.
For background, this is the herb that was banned by the FDA because it was being taken in isolation. I mean, it's a Chinese medicine herb. Mm-hmm. It's normally taken with 10 or 12 other Chinese herbs. But people were taking it in isolation in mega doses to try to lose weight.
Yeah, it was a tonic herb or an herb designed to deal with specific conditions, not to be taken daily.
Right.
But it actually did work for weight loss. Whole different story.
Yeah.
Most of the complaints against it were bogus anyway.
Of course.
Yes, it was a ban, and then I believe they actually had to rescind that ban, and it's available again.
In small doses, though.
Yeah.
But you still can't get full dose ephedra.
Right.
In fact, if you go to a Chinese medicine practitioner, they won't prescribe it to you. Out of fear. Yeah.
But anyway, which
is kind of an overtone of everything we're talking about here.
Yeah.
I mean, folks, if you're listening to this, you are privileged to hear this interview, because this is a lot of information that the FDA doesn't want you to know, that Big Pharma doesn't want you to know. They don't want you to know that you can eliminate kidney stones by using an herbal recipe. They would really rather you don't know that.
No, that's absolutely true. It's not a grand conspiracy, but money does talk.
Yeah, it's a profit incentive.
It's a profit incentive. And the doctors have profit incentives too. But even more than profit, I always think that ego is bigger.
Yeah.
See, I actually think that most doctors really mean well, and they're altruistic, and they're trying hard. 90% of them really are trying to do a good job. But it's inconceivable to a doctor who spent he's in debt $300,000-$400,000 to become a doctor. He's trained. He's now basically the elite of the elite. He knows more about the body than any person walking in the history of the earth before. How can a granny living in the back hills of Kentucky playing with herbs know something he doesn't know?
Right.
It's inconceivable. It's outside the paradigm. I believe ego is even bigger than money.
But let's get back to your book, Lessons from the Miracle Doctors. Now, there, you're talking about doctors also, but doctors who get the big picture.
Right.
Or into healing.
And what I was trying to do there is to take down, a lot of these guys were practicing, they hadn't expressed their philosophy. And what I did is I took everything that they did and I laid it down in a step-by-step program for optimizing health and relieving people from catastrophic illness. Doing everything from detoxing to putting in the nutrients that are missing to understanding, we even talked about the mental aspect as part of it. Everything you need to do to be healthy, step-by-step guide, that's what the book was. And it is a manual for health.
And what's the download address, again, for where people can get the book?
Pick up a free copy at johnbarron.org, johnbarron.org.
Okay, and that's a PDF document, I assume?
It's a PDF, yeah.
All right, you'll need Adobe Acrobat to open that, but that's on every computer these days. And you can also find, again, a pre-printed copy on Amazon.com. If you want to do that. All right, so then after you wrote the book, then the herbal formulas that you created were very consistent with the information, the suggestions that you put in the book.
Exactly. If I couldn't find what I wanted out there, I basically went to match. It wasn't just a guide in the sense of what to do. It said, if you're looking for a formula, the formula should look like this, contain these herbs. I then went out and actually created the formulas to match the book. So the book wasn't actually created to sell the formulas.
Right.
The formulas were created to match what was said in the book.
Well, that's an important issue of credibility as well. And on that topic, I want to note that I find your products to be an incredible value in terms of their potency. A lot of products out there are very weak. And if you taste them, you can taste that they're very weak. But your products, like if you taste Super Viragon, you're going to be awake just like that.
Yeah.
You're going to know that you're getting some very potent garlic. across the board, your products are very potent.
Thanks. I mean, that's what we try and do. I said if I couldn't find what I wanted, either they didn't make the formula or it wasn't strong enough to do what we needed. Actually, another concept, I mean, is I created the formulas to produce what I wanted and my wife wanted. And we needed basically to produce enough a big enough run so that we could get what we needed, and then we needed to, you know, sell them for that purpose.
Right.
And share them for that purpose. But yeah, they're designed for me. I use them.
Right. I use them too.
They're for us. They're for people who are serious. The slogan we use is, second best is not an option? When compromise is not an option.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of consumers, when they think about vitamins or herbal tinctures, they're thinking about the things that they find in retail stores, at the grocery store or at the pharmacy. You know, they mm-hmm. walk into Walgreens, oh, look, vitamins. Folks, that's a completely different level. That's a completely different category of supplements from what we are talking about here with John Barron's company and his formulations.
Well, maybe an analogy different. People can relate to, it's like calling Ripple wine. You know, Ripple doesn't have a lot in common with a high-end Chateau Rothschild, even though they're both called wine.
Are you going to give us a wine tour? I'm not sure.
The connection is valid. People do not understand. Another thing people don't understand, just because an herb is on a label, like ginseng is on a label, doesn't mean all ginsengs are the same.
No, not at all.
The cost in ginseng when you buy it as a raw ingredient will range from $5 a pound to up to $400 to $600 a pound, depending on the quality and the season.
So guess what you're getting, folks, if you're buying the cheap two-for-one vitamins at the local big box store? You're getting the $5 ginseng.
And its effect is equivalent to about the $5 ginseng.
It's about nothing.
Nothing, yes. it's basically, its value is what you see on the label.
So if you've ever tried herbal supplements and you said, well, this doesn't seem to work for me, I encourage you to check out this company, BaselineNutritionals.com. In my experience and in the experience of many people who I've turned on to the website, these products really work. So if you're dealing with kidney stones, if you're dealing with digestion issues, if you're trying to prevent cancer, or even use some supplements in conjunction with, even if you've decided to go with chemotherapy, you can help protect your body with many of these herbs at the same time. I don't recommend chemotherapy, but if you're going down that route, these are some things you can do.
And there's one quick story I can tell you on that. We've had several women who were going to undergo chemotherapy for breast cancer, and they already started with low immune systems. The white cell count was about 2,200, less than half normal. Doctors were worried. They used Immunify while doing it, and actually while on chemotherapy, the white cell count went from 2,200 to 4,400 in 1 week to about 5,500, just about normal in 2 weeks.
Incredible. Incredible. Well, I'm sorry that we're out of time, John, but it has been a real honor having you on the show. Thank you for taking this time to share your ideas.
Always, my friend, a great chance to visit with you.
All right, you've been listening to an interview with John Barron, and the website is johnbarron.org, and this is a Health Ranger radio show. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.